Welcome to Battle Pets! This is episode number 128. I'm Aludra, and I've been hearing how awesome I am, and everything you've heard about him is true! It's Ben!
Well, hello, Aludra.
Hello, Ben! Are you sure you want to take responsibility for all of that?
Well, if Lando can, I can too.
Okay, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what people are saying about me, so in theory, maybe I'm not, but...
I have this kind of, my own kind of theory or byword or whatever. It's, what you think about me is none of my business.
Yeah, that's kind of a good way to do it. That's a very good way to do it. But it's a new episode
of... People feel it's their business, it's not mine.
True. But it's a new episode of Battle Pets. And that means that you and I get to talk about really cool, awesome, fun stuff.
It means I have my voice back.
I know. I'm actually really happy about that. And thank you for all the well wishes.
Yes, you guys are so sweet. I appreciate them so very much.
Yeah, next time so I can get some really cool support, I'm just going to talk like this on an 8-minute show. Maybe a 7 minutes? I don't know. Nah, probably not.
Now you're back in the realm of what people think of you and making it your business, Ben.
Ah, dang it, you're right. Oh, man. That's bad. I suck.
No. It's just a really hard mindset to get out of.
Yeah, true. Very true. So anyways, what's up with you? What have you been doing now that you're feeling better?
I've been sick. There's not much I've been doing. I've been playing phone games and on my Game Boy because I've been stuck in bed and my computer won't go over there. And yeah,
that requires a lot of extension cords and the movement of a desk and some sort of propped up thing
probably,
so you can actually see.
I could probably do it with very minimal desk moving. As a matter of fact, probably none. The issue is my tower doesn't have a Wi-Fi card.
Ooh.
And I don't have like a 150-foot long cord.
Yeah.
It'd have to be that long because I'd have to make sure there was no chance of it hanging. Because if there was the slightest chance of it hanging, it would be tripped over 90 times a day and be ripped out.
And not only by you.
The port. No, not by me. By everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have one that goes from my desk over to where the TV is, and it's a very, very long cord. In fact, it might be 2 cords.
See?
In fact, it might be 3 cords.
Wow.
I'm not sure. But yeah, I had to line it up against the wall, and it goes against the frame and up and over and around and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not
my
a fan of it, but...
My husband likes to say he trips over nothing all the time. Like, those pesky air molecules are really sharp that day.
Ah, I hate those.
Yeah, right? And so if it's there and it's able to be tripped over, he'll find a way to do it. It's kind of magical.
Life finds a way. It definitely does.
Gravity finds a way.
Well, there's that too. I mean, it's the law. You've got to follow it.
Yeah, it really is. I got my fan on now.
Oh, nice. So what games have you been playing, though?
Harvest Moon. So much Harvest Moon.
Wait, so you've been digging?
Yeah, in the dirt and petting animals.
Gosh, that doesn't sound like
crazy,
you or the
right?
games you play
you
at
even,
all.
I know. You can even tame animals.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, right? Wild animals. You throw food at them like this. Wah, and the food goes, because you're granny shotting it at them and stuff.
Nice.
And because they freak out when you're nearby and really scare away all your fish when you're trying to fish. And that sucks.
That does suck.
And so,
then just throw food at them to get them away.
Yeah, no, you do that and they eat it. And then after a month or so of you giving them a food every freaking day, they stop spazzing out when you walk by. And then after like 3 months, they'll start bringing you like freaking diamonds. So it's worth befriending them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I wish the cats kind of did that now.
Yeah, right? It's like these wild rabbits come and they bring you a rare pink diamond.
I mean,
it's like,
I've been feeding them for
like,
more than 3 months.
We don't want this. Huh?
I've been feeding my cats more than 3 months.
Yeah. Well, apparently Skitty doesn't like it, so that's why she's upset. Yeah,
that makes sense. Makes sense. Plus, they're not outside cats, so maybe that's where you find the diamonds?
Yeah, because they're wild animals.
Well, maybe if I got a diamond and just hid it in the house, I can see how well they do.
These things are like as big as the rabbits themselves.
Oh, geez.
Oh, it's so nuts. So I've been playing two Harvest Moons. One is what I call the worst one. Like, I found the cartridge and I'm like, oh, hey, I got distracted by Story of Seasons and didn't play this one. I'm going to play this. And now that I think about it, I need to qualify that. The worst one before the Natsumi split. It's a Tale of Two Towns, T-O-T-T, for those who are in the know on how this stuff goes.
Oh.
So, T-O-T-T, or Tale of Two Towns. Basically, you get trapped in this 30-second-long mini-game, if you're not careful, where you have to pet the animal. And it wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't so freaking long. If you could escape from it, and if you could, or if when they get to maximum affection, they stop. None of these things happen. You're just walking along collecting eggs and boom, there's a big hen in front of you going, I need to be pet now! And you're stuck there for half a minute going, pet, pet.
Oh, wow.
Pet, pet. It is the worst thing. It is the worst thing. And then you can't expand your farm at your own pace. You have to wait till the first of the month, and then the message board pretty much tells you how you're going to expand sometimes.
Hmm. Like, that's no fun.
It really isn't, because mining, they put behind a freaking wall that you have to expand your farm to X amount, and then you get the privilege of going into a mine and passing out some toxic gas.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well,
they
did you
pet
a canary
right
before you went in there?
Huh?
Did you pet a canary before you went in there? That way you'll know.
No, there are bats that attack you when you go in there.
Oh, geez.
And that's just to walk in. I haven't even opened up the mine.
Farming, am I right?
Oh, man, those bats. So, yeah, there's, don't get me wrong, there's a lot they did right, and they took that stuff and moved it forward and left behind some of the more obnoxious things, like stuck petting your animal and... And basically everything I'm griping about in the next version, they didn't do that. But it's still like, I'm still stuck playing it.
Yeah.
And then at one point I realized, yeah, I don't have to be playing this. And so I started playing a different game.
Amazing how that can happen sometimes.
Yeah, it's just one day I'm so sick and I realized, man, this isn't fun. Why am I doing this? And I just ejected it out of my Game Boy.
Well, good job. I'm proud of you.
What about you, Ben? What has been going on?
Oh, man. So I think I gushed enough about God of War last time I was on the show. I'm on every show. The last time we talked. So,
like your guest host. You're just a guest host on Sufferance.
So I won't gush about that anymore. But if you really want to know my feelings on it, Ro and I recorded a God of War episode of Realm Maintenance. It was something called like Another Realm or something like that. It was very clever. Good job, Ro. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I have been doing a lot of character story arcs and mount collecting and stuff like that, because I wanted to, before Battle for Azeroth, I want to get all the classes that matter up to 110 and get their class mounts. So I just finished the Priest Order Hall, which if you've done the Paladin Order Hall, you know how that ends. So yay. I mean, it's cool that they interacted like that and everything, but it was okay because of that. I just started working on getting the mounts. So I did the Sentinex mark thing last time. And like when I was playing earlier and I'm like, okay.
For a minute I was like, oh my God, Ben. And then I realized you're not going for the hidden artifact appearance.
No.
Why am I freaking out?
No. But that being said, from what I've heard, the Mage Tower is active until Battle for Azeroth now. At least that's what I heard as of today. In fact, as of today, if you've done the quest in Silithus, you get a follow-up and it boosts your artifact weapon to level 126. And you get it fully maxed out. So now there's a chance that if you do the Mage Tower, maybe that extra bump will help. Or you could be like me and just not care at all because it sucks and it's a level of difficulty that I find not fun, so I don't care.
Yeah, there are some challenges that I sit there and I'll do and do and do until, boom, I realize, hey, this isn't fun, and mm-hmm. I'll eject it from my Game Boy.
Exactly. But, you know, good on to the people who have done it and love it and, you know,
oh, no, my son's done stuff. It several times. Minion 1 has done it on several different tunes.
I'm not condoning having account sharing happen at all.
Yeah, I know, but
totally
it's like,
do that for my monk. That's the only one I care about.
He's done monk, he's done priest, he's done paladin, he's done...
He's going to be like, why are his bars set up like this? And why is he using this? And oh, man, that's why it's not working.
Mage, he's done mage.
Yeah.
And druid. So and he's sitting here feeding me which classes he's done.
Okay, so...
He wants this on record.
For the mage, do you just have to do just one thing and then you get all three of them unlocked?
Nope.
Or you have to do it each time for each artifact.
Each artifact.
That's lame.
It is so lame. It's not happening either. I freaking became a mage for that Frostfire artifact skin. Like, no, I didn't become a mage. I just chose Frost for it. Like, I always was a mage.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm Frost! And then Old Man Franks from our raid was like, why are you Frost? You know, fire is so much better. And blah, blah, blah. And mage... posturing, and I was like, because mm-hmm. I like the weapon. And he's like, you're seriously choosing mage just for the weapon? I'm like, yeah, why? How do you choose?
Well, considering that the mage wasn't your main for the expansion, I think that's perfectly fine.
No, going into it before I realized I like the demon hunter so much, you know, all the lead up and stuff, I'm like, Frost!
Well, it's funny because, okay, so...
And then I don't even get the skin I wanted because I can't do the mage tower because I'm just so far
Well, no, don't you want the frost fire one? That's the hidden one. That has nothing to do with the mage tower.
Oh, no, the mage tower one is the other one. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
So I got the frost fire one, yeah, and the other one is, like, so pretty and so cool, and I'm like, ooh.
Is that the weird, like, water one that's all, like, blah, 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 blah?
No.
Oh, it's the one that's, like, really, like crystals. Okay.
It's the intricate one.
Gotcha. So
water bloopy one is the I'm a good raider.
Gotcha. Yeah. I won't get that. But the funny thing is that so the big hidden mage one that I really wanted was the sword because I love the whole the stars in the constellation stuff like that. So I'm just on my blood elf mage and I'm like, okay, cool. And then I randomly get this thing that's like, oh, that's a weird thing, and then I use one of the portals and then I get the hidden, you know, frost one appearance just for being there essentially.
Oh right, yeah, I remember. Yep. I didn't think I was gonna get that one.
Yeah,
that's
it just shows.
Right. That's why I got him confused, is because they're both ones I went, I'm not even gonna get it, and then it finally happened for me. That's right.
Yep. And then so I'm leveling up my Nightborn mage and mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, trying to get gear or doing stuff in Suramar. And then the thing drops for the hidden one for the fire one. So I'm all, sweet. So I've got the ones I care about. And
yeah.
I mean, as much as I love the idea of the arcane sheep staff and how it randomly sometimes its head turns into a sheep that goes, I don't care enough about playing arcane to really get that.
All you have to really do is be arcane and polymorph one thing a day in Suramar.
Oh, maybe I'll do that then.
And then it has a chance to drop.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it works, but that's...
I'll look it up.
I know that's how you do it. And I have a thing that tells me if I've polymorphed something that day and set off my chance. I have a script for that.
That is a good thing to do. You know what? I might start working on that on my Nightborn. Because
mm-hmm.
she, you know what? The thing is I need to go back through and refarm all those polymorph spells now that I'm switching, because all I have is the cat. So, woohoo!
And cat used to be like $5,000.
Can't wait for Noble Garden! Because I like the bunny.
You and no one else, man. And you gotta get penguin, and you gotta get turtle, and mm-hmm. you gotta get monkey.
Oh my god, can you even get the turtle anymore? Because that involved going into old Zul'Gurub.
I think you can still fish it up.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we'll see. We'll figure it out. But, so I've been doing a whole lot of class stuff, and all I have left for the classes that matter is just druid and rogue. And I'm at the point on the druid where I need to do a whole bunch of dungeons, and I don't really feel like it. And I'm at the part on the rogue where I I had to do a class hall mission, you know, from the table. And then I finished that, and then I just haven't gone back in to do more. Because, you know, I focus on one at a time, so.
What I like about Rogues is you get free $5,000 a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you just do that pickpocket coins of air thing.
Oh.
And
I haven't done that yet.
$5,000 a week.
Okay, I need to work on that. Because that's how I get the pets, too, so.
Yeah, I do that when I'm leveling her and I go through all the invasion points. I just pickpocket things while I'm there.
That's a good way to do it. Mm-hmm. That's a really good way to do it. Okay, I need to work on
that. If I could just level up by pickpocketing, I'd be like 1 by now.
Well, perfect then.
That's why I like my rogue, is she can pickpocket.
Yeah.
I have a worgen, so you know I'm on the alliance. I'm a big scary wolf doing my big scary wolf walk,
sneak,
and then I
sneak
pickpocket.
Nice.
It's so silly.
Oh. So, really awesome thing is so raid's pretty much on hiatus, but we're still getting together and doing random stuff. Mm-hmm. And
I know.
Last week on Wednesday, we had like 5 people show up. So we ended up doing Karazhan Mythic. It's the first time I've ever been in the new Karazhan. And
oh, did you ride the rats?
You could ride the rats?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could ride the rats, but that is so cool. Karazhan Mythic is just awesome. And I am so happy that I finally got to do that. And I am going to be going back there a whole lot next expansion to just like, you know, get the Nightwing or the Nightbane thing. And
no, you're
then
going
do
there
other
to
stuff
hang out
and
just talk to the NPCs.
Really? Like after you do the opera and then you can see all the old NPCs and talk to them and stuff. That was awesome. And then you go
to
the...
Yeah, you're running it backwards. It's so weird. Oh, and you're so cool. Say the line to the big bad wolf. Say the line!
I love that so much. He's like, run away, little girl. Run away. And I'm just like, oh, this
like
is great.
We don't get enough of that from our DBM.
Exactly. But you know what? I'm fine with that, though. DBM's perfectly cool.
I have him and Illidan yelling at me.
I actually changed it to like the chime, the dong. So
I hate that thing.
Oh, really? Because
I made my son change it.
See, there's a couple different ones. There's one that sounds like the cloister bell from the TARDIS. That's the one that I use. So when we're doing raid and stuff and all of a sudden I hear this dong, I'm like, uh-oh, really bad stuff's coming.
That's when I have Illidan yelling at me. Really bad stuff incoming, do a thing, senpai yelling at you.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I still love the night well, when it's all like bad stuff under you.
Yeah.
That was the message for a while, and it was perfect.
It was so great. Bad stuff. I was like, we need more bad stuff. Just warnings about bad stuff.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how many times running like the dungeon in Suramar, I could have used a bad stuff boss warning on that first boss.
There's still one of them that I haven't done yet, and I'm not sure which one it is.
Well, the first boss, you've got to freaking move all the time, and I always forget.
Yeah, it happens.
My zoomy zooms should count as moving because
they really
count
should.
As being everywhere else.
Exactly, especially when they throw you off the edge.
Exactly, that's not fair. Oh, it counts sometimes as moving, but not this time.
Yeah. But anyways,
this is why I don't run dungeons where there's no pets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's kind of all that's been happening with me. Do you want to find out what's been going on with the World of Warcraft?
You're a liar. We've been playing D&D.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't super gaming, and I wasn't sure if we wanted to talk about that or not.
But we just played D&D, and it's fun, and now we'll go to the news!
Reporting live from the Broken Isle, we have the latest from World of Warcraft. There's demons everywhere!
News.
Segway. All right.
Oh, yeah.
So, we've got a ton, and we mean a ton, of entries for our new contest, for our beta key contest. Why am I adding the word new? It's not even on the script. We were probably the most excited about the contest, and then seeing everybody's enthusiasm just made it so much more fun for us. Because we're like, oh, we get to have a contest, and oh, people are entering, and oh, they're actually entering.
And they're really good, too.
We want to give a shout outs, but then we realized we didn't ask for game names. And we got some real names, but we're not doing that because that's just mean. And we don't want to hand out people's email addresses, so...
Yeah, you know, you know who you are.
Yeah, you do. So, because honestly, there wasn't that much overlap.
Yeah, surprisingly.
One of the great things about having a million bajillion pets in this game.
Definitely.
So, my pick for best in show for Aludra would have to be the Anubis Sith Idols. The background was great. The costume was great. The pet was like, oh, and the player was like, oh, and it was great.
It was pretty awesome. I have to go with Petal Feet. Because, holy crap, it was a perfect, perfect lookalike of Petal Feet. And I got to say, it's a simple thing to do, but it was pulled off so well that as soon as we saw that and opened it, both of us said, oh, wow!
Yeah. The execution was flawless. I liked the touch of the bow.
Definitely. So then, coming in for third place was Little Terragosa.
Yes.
That was quite impressive. Like,
yes, and while we both loved it, we opened it, we instantly loved it. So yes. It was like, what?
Exactly.
I was like, I didn't even know that gear came in blue.
Exactly. Next up, then, we have for our honorable mentions, the Sunborn Valkyr, because that, I was very surprised to see the armor that actually kind of matched with it and everything. That was awesome. There was the undead scream. You know who you are. That was, it made me giggle quite a bit.
It did.
And then.
It was so taken.
Very much honorable mention is Crackers and Friend.
Yeah, the effort put into all of these was amazing. Like, we had to give you guys shout-outs. You guys, along with a ton more entries, should have your emails already, because we did this pre-show. Thank you to everyone who participated and dressed up like your pets. You really made us all excited every day we got an email.
And we're also very surprised at how many we got, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So sorry, not everybody's a winner, but you know what?
We gave out all our keys, so
yeah.
There we go.
They were awesome. You guys were amazing. Very, very amazing. So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you made this special for us, so high five. High five, high five.
High fives all for right. Everyone.
In other news, over 120 new pets have been added into the beta. Like, total. Can you say holy moose? Because a resounding holy moose was said over here.
Holy moose.
Holy moose, Ben. Holy moose. Okay, we can totally go what the heck. Collectors, get your stables ready. On your mark. Get set. No, we're not going to tell you all 120 because that would just kill my recently restored voice.
Yes, so, that would. Holy crap. What are you doing? I like talking to you.
I know. We get to talk to each other 3 times this week.
I know. It's pretty awesome.
So, shout out to these amazing pirate themes pets, which we found on Whalehead. They were data mined, and we're just in love with them. Captain Nibs is a skelly monkey. You can name him Jack. Scuttle is a Krabby, but a cool-looking dressed-up Krabby, not just a normal Krabby. Barnaby is another skelly monkey, but he's not a captain. He doesn't have the hat. Poro is a rare endangered bird. That is way too realistic looking for me. They put it in the game, and, it, you know, there's a shout-out to a conservation effort made for this very real, too real, Aludra doesn't really like birds IRL bird. Yeah, I don't.
That's okay.
Inky the... Huh?
I said, that's okay.
Yeah, everybody has things they don't like. Inky is a black octopus with an eye patch, because, yeah, all octopuses need eye patches.
Of course.
The Octopede Fry is a pink octopus with an eye patch, for those of you who aren't quite into black. I like it. I love it that there's this black, like, the Reaper sent me. And there's this pink one that's like, hi, I'm Bubblegum. I love it. I love it so much. More updates will be given on all 120 once we are dang sure they will be there for you to collect. We don't want to get you all hyped. Like, we may have hyped these pirate-themed pets too much, and we kind of feel bad, but still, these models are in the game. So,
and they're just pretty awesome.
In the game files, and they're fun, and so we wanted to bring your awareness up.
Exactly. So there was also an update by Kyvax a couple weeks ago on the Blizzard forums to help clear up some confusion about the new pet charms that are coming for Battle for Azeroth. Now, Kyvax posted, and I quote, "You'll notice in today's new beta update that battle pet currency has changed. Here are the main changes. Mm-hmm. Pet charms will be named Shiny Pet Charms. Shiny Pet Charms continue to be acquired by doing pre-Battle for Azeroth battle pet content.
Ooh!
A new currency has been added, Polished Pet Charms. These are acquired by doing Battle for Azeroth content, such as Pet Battle World Quests.
Wouldn't a shiny one be polished, or a polished be shiny? Like, isn't there an overlap in this Venn diagram?
Kind of. You'd think.
Okay. Vendors that sell pet battle items that are always useful have had their wares changed to require new polished pet charms as currency. For example, the vendor Sarah in Dalaran now wants the new polished pet charms because she's coming up in the world. Similar vendors who sell such items have had their costs adjusted as well." So, you know, a little snootier there.
Mm-hmm.
"Vendors that sell things like unique pets or toys that have always required shiny pet charms will still require shiny pet charms." I don't know where this is going historically because these are new, so I don't understand the always here.
So, okay, it means that the things that currently cost pet charms, which are renamed shiny pet charms, will still require those same pet charms. So the older ones.
So Sarah is going up in the world, but not anybody else, what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, then there we go.
Okay, so there's still more for you to read.
No, you just gave the example.
Yeah,
I left it there for you to explain.
There's the vendors bit there for you.
I just, vendors that sell, like, toys that have always required. Like, I literally just said that,
okay,
Ben.
Okay, sorry.
Put more points into listening.
I thought you were going to read more and give a better example than just what I said. But that's okay. That's okay.
You're the better example explainer.
I'm going to keep moving forward then.
Please.
The Pocket Pet Portal item, which was an achievement reward for completing 30 of the Pet Battle World Quests on the Broken Isles, will be added to a vendor with a polished pet charm cost. This is to avoid players feeling obligated to farm previous expansions' world quests. You can do the current content to catch yourself up, and this is actually going to be in a future beta build.
Maybe out. I haven't checked. Ultimate Battle Training Stones are going to have their cost increased from 45 to 60 pet charms.
Which is a bummer. Because I like buying those.
Yeah, but now they're more expensive.
Exactly. But so to condense this all into a really super simple explanation, you don't have to farm old content to get stuff that you would normally be able to buy, like pet stones, bandages, things like that. You will have to farm old content to get old pets, old toys, things like that. And if it has to do with achievement, it's all going forward. So yeah, that's the TL. Too long, didn't listen. TLDL. Yeah. TLDL.
Then you stopped listening mid paragraph for me.
I know, and then I explained the TLDL. It's cool. But anyways, you're not the boss of me. Let's take a look at some boss battles.
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
And we are in Suramar. That's right. Looking at the world quest, Clear the Catacombs. Now, this is one of those important ones where you actually need to find the entrance to where this boss battle takes place. And that entrance to the catacombs is at 5944 in Suramar. It's basically right as you walk into the little catacomb, you're going to look for the ancient catacomb eggs in order to start this world quest.
Yeah, that's right. You can't, you're going to fly over it, but it's deep inside a cave and the map's going to be looking a little misleading. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you can't go fly like, right to it.
Like look for the road and then it's like you'd veer off the road down a cliff. Yeah. And then it's like there.
You were there for a quest. You just forgot about it.
Exactly. So the three pets that you're going to battle when you attack the ancient catacomb eggs are starting off with the ancient catacomb spider. Now, the spider's first ability is Skitter. And this is where it's going to poke your pet, dealing critter damage. That's all. But it's a spider skittering. Not that great. Next up, though, we have Call Darkness. Now, darkness falls across the battlefield, dealing humanoid damage and turning the weather to darkness for 5 rounds. And, of course, during darkness, all pets are considered blinded, and all healing received is reduced by 50%.
No heals for you.
Half heals for you. And last but not least, we have Burrow. The spider will burrow under the ground, becoming unattackable for 1 round. On the next round, it will attack, dealing beast damage.
Next is the catacomb bat. Yes, the bat. It has bite. The catacomb bat bites your pet, dealing beast damage. Jerk.
He is.
He bit me. I mean.
Ow, a bat bit me.
Okay.
It was something. Next is... This time it was a bat.
Reckless Strike. The ability deals flying damage, but will increase the damage the catacomb bat takes for 1 round by 25%.
That is quite reckless.
So wait for that reckless strike. It's like reckless attack.
And exactly.
Then Hawkeye. Hawkeye increases the bat's critical strike chance by 75% for 3 rounds. I know not all bats are blind, but still. The fact that it's got an ability called Hawkeye just cracks me up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's because they hear through their ears. They go, what?
I can't
even pretend to make that noise.
Yeah.
Apparently, that was really bad. I don't even know if the recording picked it up, but we're not going to care because we're moving on to the catacomb snake.
Oh, my God.
The catacomb snake's first ability is Vicious Fang. This attack will deal beast damage. Also, just like everything else, it seems. The damage increases with each subsequent attack up to 5 times. Next up, we have Puncture Wound. The catacomb snake bites deeply into your pet, dealing beast damage. The damage will be doubled if your pet is poisoned. Which comes from the next ability, Blinding Poison. This ability has the snake spitting poison into your pet's eyes, reducing their hit chance by 100% for 1 round. While you have this debuff, your pet will be considered blinded and poisoned. So basically, get some mechanicals.
Yeah.
The pet end. Yeah, that should pretty much take care of all that. But yeah, you know, this might be a good time to talk about some other pets that we like to put in our parties or don't like to put in our parties, doing pretty much whatever the hell we want. With Pet Spotlight.
Pet Spotlight.
I had to tease you. That one to swear.
I didn't even hear what you said.
Ooh, Ben said a bad word.
I did not.
All right, my spotlight is the curious Oracle Hatchling. This guy is smartest orphan. He looked at you and said, you know what? This person has money and freaking mailed himself to you. That's right. You're a parent now. Deal with it.
Oh, man.
I loved the tone in that letter he sends. It is so great.
It is pretty good. I'm quite happy with that one. I love the curious Oracle Hatchling. He's just cute anyway. Of course, I love the whole Gerlach situation and all that. Like that whole like area in Sholazar Basin is just fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, except for the genocide. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had an orphan as well, actually. I had the orphaned Marsule. Mainly because the last couple, weeks or months or so, I've been totally, like, digging on how much I love Stitch and how cool I think Toothless is, and how pretty much both of them are, both of them
adorable,
are expressed in the Orphan Marsul.
And you want to squish their faces and pet them and hug them. Yes.
Yeah. I think it's absolutely adorable. And the first time
I
saw one of those.
I may not have thoughts on this, so.
That's okay. But the first time I saw one of those, like, going around to Argus, I'm just like, oh, I was so happy. So I was really happy when I reached Honored with the Argusian Reach and bought one for 500 gold. I don't know how well it pet battles at all. All I know is that it's cute. And that's what matters.
Yep.
Yeah. But sometimes we take these pets and put them into something that we call team building.
Team building.
Team building. Let's build a team and do a thing because we want to build a team with random words. Because why not? It's not like we're building teams for much outside actually pet battling. So.
Yeah, exactly.
This episode words, sorry guys, is Survey Says.
Okay.
Because we like a challenge.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, my team is the Enchanted Pen.
Ooh.
Because you need to write down something with the survey.
Oh.
And then the Pandaren Monk, because you need somebody to take the survey.
Oh.
And then Withers, because you need paper for the survey, and he was just
there
at the wrong time.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Hey, you could be using his leaves. I didn't say how you were using Withers to make paper.
Wow.
Yep. I went there. Go with it.
I went a different way.
The heck you say? You're not cutting down trees that are talking to you?
Nope.
Some
I'm starting off.
Down.
I'm starting off with something like dun 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 dun. The first team for the family feud is the Snow Pup Frostwolf family. First up, we have the Cinder Pup. Da-da-da, da-da-da. After that is the Fel Pup. Da-da-da, da-da-da. And last but not least, we have the Lost Nether Pup. Da-da-da, 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 pum. And who wins? Survey says Ben's team.
No.
Dun-dun.
You didn't even have dun-dun survey dun-dun hanging. And that's not even dun-dun a full dun-dun family feud team.
That's because pet battle teams are for three. That's
I
why
know.
I chose three dogs.
And who's taking your survey? Why, our man on the street. The Pandaren Monk. So I win. You have no answers. Without me.
You have one of the answers out of 100. The other 99 say my team.
Oh, who's right? Who's wrong? Let us know. Next episode's words are the Sassy Scissors.
That's what happens when we ask people in our families for words.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember who said sassy scissors and who said scissors, but guess what? It's the Sassy Scissors.
Yeah, you know, it could go either way, honestly, with each word.
I know. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. I haven't thought about that show dun, in dun, years, dun, Ben.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right, so
dun, dun,
like,
dun.
Contact us, and you can reach us at wildbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, on iTunes, and on Stitcher. Basically, any favorite podcasting aggregate service.
Yeah, or maybe even least favorite.
Maybe.
Yeah, we're out there. But if that's not enough, you can always follow us on Twitter. I am at Ben the Mage. Eludra is at Eludra's Pets. And of course, the show is at Battle Pets Show.
I knew it!
Of course, right now, I'm also going to put our normal music underneath, so it's going to be like this weird clash. So.
You can also listen to us on other shows. Ben is on Azeroth Roundtable, and both of us are on the new a new Dungeons & Dragons show called Secrets of Talengard. If you want to see me act totally out of character and try to keep quiet, and you want to see Ben be 2.5 feet tall.
3 feet. 3 feet.
Oh, really? I didn't know. I was just mm-hmm. taking a guess.
3 feet tall.
Come, listen to us on Secrets of Talengard. I haven't had the nerve to do it, but Ben says it's actually turned out really good.
Well, I've listened to the first episode, and I'm assuming it's okay, because I enjoyed it. But go ahead and check out Secrets of Talengard. I'm quite proud of it. I've only heard one episode, but it's fun. It's on iTunes and Stitcher and other stuff.
So, look for Secrets of Talengard. TALONGUARD on your podcast aggregate service.
Yeah, either your favorite or least favorite. Either or. Whatever. But anyways.
Whatever tickles your fancy.
Yeah. Anyways, our theme song, Serpent Around Us Heroes, by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane and myself. Battle Pets was written by myself and Aludra, and is copywritten to us as well.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody. Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun.
Did you hear me moving my mic around?
Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. Da 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 da